Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to iJive Urban Rich Radio with the one and the only Nikki Rich.
Two turns, it's smoking so good, I hit a few turns.
times. If I did it once, I can do it two times. I light the weed up and hit it two times. Smoking so good, I hit it two times. If I hit it once, I hit it two times. If I did it once, I can do it two times. I light the weed up and hit it two times. Smoking so good, I hit it a few times. If I hit it once, I hit it two times. If I did it once, I can do it two times.
Got a joint burning here real slow. Wanna slide to my crib, let's go. I'll show you my double balcony. Put your head in my lap right before you start to make out with me. Crib in LA, I flew it to the south with me. You niggas wanna be players, well I can show you how to be. I got my salary up, now all the bitches say hi to me. I'm smoking loud and these niggas just trying to be as high as me. Another casualty, I kill every beat. I'm smoking on celery, only fuck with them papers. A gang of tailors on every feed. I don't fuck with them haters, cause niggas hate but we never speak. Yo bitch want me to save her, you better tame her or get at least motherfucker.
I like the weed up. They hit it two times. Yeah. Smoking so good, I hit a few times. If I hit them once, I hit them two times. If I did it once, I can do it two times. I light the weed up and hit it two times. Smoking so good, I hit a few times. If I hit them once, I hit it two times. If I did it once, I can do it two times. I light the weed up and hit it two times. Smoking so good, I hit a few times. If I hit them once, I hit it two times. If I did it once, I can do it two times.
You already know what time it is when I hook up with the homie T-Pain.
Welcome back to iJive Urban Rich Radio. I'm your host, Miss Nikki Rich, and we're live here in Charlotte as we do each and every Sunday through Friday. And we're starting something new. Yes, we're starting on Sundays from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. And if you want to, call in, you can call 1-323-580-5749. And we have a special guest with us today. And he goes by the name of Houdini. So he's going to tell us about his music and what he's doing right now. He has a special movement that he's doing, so we're going to talk to him in just a few. And just to let you know that we do have our chat room open, so for those who don't want to call in, you can reach us on the chat room. And also to let you know that on Sundays now we're having inspirational gospel. On Mondays, it's Shop Talk with JB. Tuesdays, we're having Trash It or Cash It, where we choose a artist's music and we decide if we want to keep it in rotation. And we let the listeners decide that by either trashing it or cashing it. And on Wednesdays, we have an Unwind Wednesday. And Thursdays, we have Throwdown Thursdays, where we're doing a mixed battle between two DJs. And we'll see who is the winner, and as well as freestyling. And on Fridays, we have Get Her Fridays, where we have the artists call in, and they perform live on the air, you know, by phone. And that's their time to get heard, because you never know who's listening. So, you know, we're having a good week. And this Saturday is my birthday, July the 2nd. So we're trying to do something special on this coming Friday. And so for all those artists out there, you know, if you want to send me a birthday drop or a track, just hit me up. And my email at nikkirich79@gmail.com. And you can also reach me on Twitter at @NIKKI_Rich, and you can find me on Facebook under www.facebook.com/TheRealNikkiRich. And check out our blogspot, TheRealNikkiRich.blogspot.com, and as well as our website, which is www.ix.com/IJiveUrbanRichRadio/NikkiRich. And that's a brief on our organization. And we also have a nonprofit, which is the Prison Enrichment Program, where we're working. working in the community with our youth and from ages from elementary school to middle to high school. And, you know, I would like to thank Keisha Cox for having me to speak this past weekend to the 8 through 17-year-olds at meeting in the ladies' room. It was an awesome event. And as well as I was able to network and just meet different people in the Charlotte community. So I thank you. But right now we're going to get to our special guest. We're going to learn about him and what he has going on and how you can reach him and different things like that. So we want to get to our guest, Mr. Houdini. How are you doing?
How you doing, Ms. Nikki? I'm doing good.
Great.
I'm just posted up.
Awesome.
I've been in the studio all day trying to do this thing.
Huh?
I said I've been in the studio all day working with one of the spoken word artists I'm working with right now. He should be dropping his first little track of it on Friday. Shout out to Poetic Ninja. He's actually still in the studio as I'm outside.
Yeah.
I was up late last night, got the first track, my version done, all the way done for the first coalition track for the Underground Coalition, which is really all the underground artists coming together and working as a unit instead of fighting against each other. If we all come together, we can get spread further and get heard more. So, I mean, really, I got a lot of people back in the movement, so we're trying to get everything together, everything in order, and do it. I actually sent you the track, late last night. I don't know if you'll be able to get to it today or not, but
what's the name of it?
Can't Bring Me Down. Can't Nothing Bring Me Down, something like that.
I'm not sure if but I'll check and see if that's the one I have. I know I had some of your music. I'm gonna make sure if that's the one I have.
I sent you like 10 tracks and that's just a sample, really. I've got probably a good 50 or 60 sitting there. And
okay,
more than that,
listen, hold me down. I got it.
Anything. You got it?
Yeah.
That's a deal. Man, shout outs to everybody in there. Shout out to everybody in the Underground Coalition that's starting to mess with us. Shout out to my family in there. I mean, we're trying to do a big for everybody that's supporting the movement and everything. The fifth verse is basically nothing but shout outs. And really, any artist who want to hop on it, all they got to do is either get in touch with me on Facebook, Reverb Nation, SoundClick, YouTube, SoundCloud, Friend Request, or Friend Project, MySpace, Rhythmic Lounge. I'm basically all over the internet. All you got to do is search for Houdini, H-O-O-D-I-N-E-Y, or you can let my girl Nikki know what's up. She knows how to get a hold of me. Y'all can hit me on the phone, 979-358-8282. I mean, it's all day. I'm willing to work with any artist, any genre. We're going to do it. I mean, it doesn't matter what you're doing, as long as you're underground, you're underground. We're trying to turn the underground to above ground, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Exactly. That movement, you're on the right track, I mean, because that's an awesome idea. Working together as one, everybody's, you know, just building from there. And building relationships as well as, like you say, getting in the face of others, let you know you're not, like they always saying, underground all the time. You know, you trying to get hurt.
Really, I don't really like the term underground. I prefer to be independent because I do everything myself, from making my own beats, my own mixing, my mastering, my photos, my editing. I do everything. So, I mean, I'm a basic jack of all trades. I can get whatever you need, you know what I mean? If I can't do it, I can get it for you at a cheap price through the family. So, I mean, really, it is what it is. And, I mean, shout out to Dub Wiser on the hook. He's actually singing it for me because I couldn't hit it on the Can't Bring Me Down. I know Red Face talking about he's going to hop on it. my partner from Southwest Houston, Lace, getting on it. Dub's supposed to have a verse ready for it. Shout out to 403 MOB. All three of them going to jump on it. And, I mean, really, that's just a couple off the top of my head. I got some Penny Boys from Tulsa going to hop on it. And there's just so many people that are trying to get on everything. I've got young that basically I brought into the game that I got a track I did with him when he was 12. He's like 15, 16 now, and he said he's ready. He's fixing to get on it, like, in the next couple of days. So I'm hoping to go with this one track. The reason I put five verses on it is so that everybody can open up and we can have enough remixes and feature everybody and everybody get a satisfactory project out of it.
All right. Well, I also want to bring in our host for the day, Mr. JB. He is a master in here. How are you doing?
Hey, what's going on? Sorry I'm late, y'all. I've been working. I had two photo shoots back to back, so I just wrapped. So I just came home. I've been gone since, like, all day for the last 2 days. And today is my birthday. So I've been kicking it in.
Happy birthday, man.
So God is good. So I said, let me eat. And I grabbed a little something, and I looked at it and it said 5:33. I was like, God was on time. JB wasn't. And I was like, God was on time. He had me home. I had to pick up my birthday cake from my mom and talk to them for a second. You know, my mother makes a birthday cake for me every year since birth.
That's what's up.
So I went, but I'm here, and I'm glad, and I hope everybody is well, and let's get it in.
Yes.
I'm going to have a shout-out for you. Like, I'm going to send it to you tonight. I already got it in the mix. I'm fixing to go master it up and everything so you can put it in rotation for you.
That's
okay.
A blessing.
No,
well, we here with JB.
Go ahead.
I was saying we here with JB. He does Shop Talk with JB each and every Monday. And,
what's up?
And we talk shop talk. And so, you know, we have different things that we talk about. And last week, we talked about the Hip Hop Union. And, Houdini has started the Underground Coalition, Hip Hop Coalition.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Underground Coalition.
That's good. Congratulations. That is really good.
Man, appreciate it.
That's good, man.
Getting a lot of love. We're getting a lot of love, a lot of support through it, through everybody that's just hungry, trying to come together, and everybody wants to eat, you know what I mean? The easiest way for us to eat is if we all come together and do it as a family instead of fighting each other. There's no need for all that.
Yeah, you're exactly right. It's definitely and you know what's so crazy about it? Everybody tries to pinpoint, and I'm not saying pinpoint where we need to come together. But guess what? We need to come together because we need to come together. Do you see what I'm saying? We're talking about
already,
music,
it don't matter
TV.
How we come together.
We need to come together no matter what, anyway. So that's
really,
anything
be
talking
in
about coming together. Right.
It should all just be music, man. That's all it is. That's all of our hearts, all of our thoughts are, you know, that's us. That's our body in there, you know, for all the artists that are real. Now, some of the fake stuff, I mean, I don't really get down with all that dancing and none of that. I mean, I'm from the South, you know what I mean? I'm not knocking it or anything, to each their own, but, I mean, where I come from, man, when I grew up, it was Tupac, Biggie. It was cats that were telling something when they rapped, you know? It's why always got to be negative. Why you always trying to go shoot somebody? Okay, so you hold the gun for protection. That don't mean you got to brag about it.
Yeah, you're right. You're 100% right.
I mean,
exactly.
I'm more working with, like, I want to work with every genre and bring everybody together for real because – together, we can't be, you know, overlooked. We can't be denied. If we all come together, there's nothing we can't do. We can achieve everybody's dreams.
Exactly. 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 You're right. Well, so what's been going on the line, Ms. Nikki Rich?
Nothing.
How's everybody doing today?
Mr. Houdini, and we're about to play a song from him, Can't Nothing Bring Me Down.
Well, that's right. That's right. Can't nothing bring you down.
And that was about it. And we're just going on from there. And the people in the chat room says, happy birthday, D. Slate of the D. Hour Show.
What's up, D. Slate? From who? Appreciate the love. Hello and God bless to everyone in the chat room. Thank y'all.
And
I already shout out
also,
I'm blessed.
He says, hey, Houdini. He says, hey, Houdini.
Shout out to D-Slay. He in the new one, too. So I got you, him, a whole bunch of people. Like, shout outs in the fifth verse. So.
Awesome.
I mean, I appreciate all the support, the love, y'all show, you know what I'm saying, give me a little bit of airtime, spend time and all that, so we're going to keep it going, and all that we're going to do from here is grow stronger and have more people down and take over.
Take over?
Yeah,
take over in the right way.
We can do it.
You know how you take over? You know how you take over? Just work hard. Put work in.
Already, I'm always at work.
Everybody just put their work in. Look, we just put that work in. That's how we take over. Let's just work.
I'm always at work.
Work,
I don't ever get a day off.
No.
You see, I work so much.
Well, we're gonna, and we might have to have Houdini spit you a happy birthday verse or so.
Man, that'll be wise. Just keep it on the tape.
Yeah.
I'm just grateful,
that's
God is good.
And it's on podcast. Make sure it's cleaned up. Positive and clean.
We're going to say shout out to the happy birthday, to the man that made the day, to the man that paved the way. We're going to keep coming each and every day with another heartache. It doesn't matter as long as the heart breaks. I'm going to keep going until the concrete breaks, because until I make what I make, then I'm going to fucking take exactly what I see, exactly what I own. I ain't even tripping. They can't consider me grown. They can consider me wrong for half the shit that I've done. Put it in a song and say it's all in fun. They don't know me, but they said that I'm the one. So how am I demon when they don't know exactly what I'm needing, when they say that they're deceiving? Understand the reason for the reason that I'm leaving. They don't know, but for somehow I still reach them. So let me go. Let me please them this evening. For me, yes, that is just my lip. My bad, man.
Wow.
I'm a little big cotton mouth.
That's what's up. Thank you, my brother. Thanks for the love.
Man, for sure.
Man, God
is
good.
Awesome.
God
is
good.
Hey, don't forget about
me
on Saturday, too.
Yeah, your birthday Saturday?
Yes, sir. Cancer's right.
You're a cancer. That's right. Wow, no wonder we getting it in like this. It's God ordained, huh?
Yes.
Nikki Rich can't get rid of me if she wanted to. Nikki Rich can't get rid of me.
Yeah.
That's good. Well, good. Saturday. That's good. Yeah, I've been really blessed. So, where's the air people at? Any air people in the chat room?
Any air people?
Hair. Where's all the shop people?
Well,
the air people?
D-Slate said, he's laughing, but D-Slate said, that's right, JB. Tell him to put that work in. And that
that's
is
right,
hot. That was hot, Houdini.
Put that work in.
Well, we're going to go to our music, and we're going to get back with you guys in just a few. We're going to go to Can't Nothing Hold Me Down. So We'll check that out and get back to you guys.
Shout out to everybody in the chat room. Shout out to everybody listening right now. God bless you, and may you continually be blessed. Thanks for the love.
Yes. Happy birthday, JB.
Thank you. Thank you.
Full pocket, Houdini on the beat.
Cup has to tip and I continue to sip. the radar, can't see you little blip. Just had to mix my style, show you that I'm wild. Been troubled since the days that I was a really young child. They got mistook for the smirk for a smile. Then they had to wonder all the while I had to keep going. No, there was no ever idle. Stay smashing the gas, yes, I gotta be your idol. Won't stop until I am an icon.
You know, rockin' with iJive, Urban Rich Radio. Shout out Nikki Rich, it's your boy BZB. You already know, First in Flight representer, Tahir Gang, and you already know it's TCB.
Welcome back to iJive, Urban Rich Radio. We're here with your host, Mr. JB. Shop Talk with JB today, each and every Monday at 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. How are you doing? JB? Hello? I'm not sure what's going on, but we're going to get back with Mr. JB. But also, we are thankful that Houdini he still is in the building, but he's in the chat room right now. So shout out to him. And his music is hot. I mean, he has a movement called the Underground Coalition. So y'all, please join his coalition. I mean, you can find him on Facebook. I mean, he's doing so many things, you know, and I really enjoy his song and his freestyle. And, you know, he's just doing big things. So, everybody, we're here, and we're here to support each other. So, y'all, please support him. This brother is out here doing his thing. He's trying to form a positive movement. He actually has it going, so it's not trying to. He already has it, the movement started. So please, you know, look him up, check him out. You can find him on facebook.com/Underground Coalition, or you can find him under Houdini. facebook.com/pages/Houdini. Okay, so you can check him out. And just so you know, we want to shout out D Slate of the D-Hour Show. His show is on each and every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. And it's 8 p.m. Mountain Time and 11 p.m. Eastern Standard. So Mountain Time, you know, Mountain Standard Time is 8 p.m. and it's Eastern Standard Time is 11 p.m. So be sure and check him out as well. And we're going to go back to our host for today, Mr. JB. You there?
Live and in color. You know I'm always either. I say, yeah, I'm live and in color. You know I'm always either getting off an airplane, leaving a meeting, doing some work. You know I'm always leaving something, you know. So I'm getting my mind right for the hair question.
All right. And tell us a little bit about you for those who don't already know. You know, we like for you to share each time because we always have different listeners. So
right.
Tell us about you.
Man. Well, I'm an award-winning celebrity barber and groomer and image consultant for TV, film, video, print, and theater projects and the entertainment industry. I'm also an instructor. I'm also a motivational platform educator. I work with several companies, hair companies and product companies, to platform for them. I'm also a mentor to many barbers, hairstylists, and makeup artists. And, you know, I've really been blessed. So God has really blessed me in my career. I remember when I first made $12 a week cutting hair in the shop. and God has taken me from that $12 to around the world yearly. Around the world. God really blesses me in the industry. I've owned and I have several, like almost 10 to 12 barbers that work for me that own their own shop. So, hey, I'm happy to be here. I'm grateful. God is good and he's perfect and his will is done in our lives, and I'm grateful for that. So with that being said, you know, I'm open for questions. I'm open for comments. How's things going with you in the industry?
It's going good. It's going great. I was really wanting to know, how did the event turn out last week that you were a part of?
Oh my gosh! Oh, the Hip Hop Summit was amazing. We had a great turnout, jam ballroom. The summit was amazing. We got a lot of done. We got a lot of our resources that want to continue to partner with us. We have people that want to bring us in and have us do panels. Reverend came, which we were all in the hotel, staying in the hotel anyway, where everything was. We had the athletic banquet. We had the minister's banquet, which was like going to church and it was going down. The athletic banquet was amazing. Michael Irvin, Braylon Edwards gave away $1 million in scholarships, cash, to kids
for their
college. $1 million. So we celebrated. People gave him a standing. He gave $1 million for people to go to college.
Oh my God.
It was bananas. So with our summit that day, it was jam-packed. We had a lot of Q&A. We had great panelists, hip-hop panelists and radio experts and music experts. And Reverend Jackson came to our room, and Rev came and got it in. Couldn't tear Rev away from my room. And it was just so much fun, and he's already planning more stuff for us to do with Rainbow Push, since he's, you know, we're part of him. And like I said, everyone to check us out, hiphopunion.org. See what we're doing, see what we did, see with Lady Jamia Butler, Lady J, Jamia Butler. She's amazing. We have a great big travel schedule coming up where we'll be at all the major events. And we're going to have a cruise this upcoming year. Just all type of good stuff. The big national conference will be in New York in the beginning of the year, where we're going to continue to tell people to come. So everybody go to hiphopunion.org, and you will be blessed. God is really blessing it and blessing the people through it, and we're being blessed as well. So I'm happy to be a part. That's one of many projects I'm a part of. And that's my business partner and sister. She's genuine. She's down. She's been fighting and getting the word out about hip-hop for over 11 and 12 years. She goes into the high schools. She gets grimy. She grinds, and she deals with girls and ladies, and she gets down with it. She's a Hall of Fame basketball player from Long Island University. You can Google her as well, Jamia Butler. Jamia Butler, J-I-N-E-E-A, Jamia Butler. And she's amazing. She's down for hip-hop. She's down for the people. She's definitely down for the students. We're going to have basketball, celeb basketball games. So all of her buddies is in the WNBA, and she knows just about everybody in the world. So we're going to have all types of stuff. We need to come to Charlotte, you know.
Yes.
We need to have an event.
Definitely.
We need to get her. We need to get her there.
Oh, we do. I can do that.
Make it happen. I don't think I can say anything else. You will be blessed. She will be blessed. She's down for the cause, and she's true about it. And through all of her hard work, she got Reverend Jesse Jackson and Rainbow Push Coalition to be a national campaign. This is a national campaign for hip-hop.
That was awesome. I really have to talk to you on that because I'm looking to having another event, and that would be so awesome.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She and I'll come, and probably just, you know, some people, or even if we got to get her, or I'll meet her, or whatever. But we need to continue to get Lady J and reach out to Lady J and talk to her and get her on the show again and just whatever. You get her on those nights and let her continue to pump it up and continue. But we got a lot of good stuff coming that you all are going to be, and all the artists. You know, the hip-hop cruise is going to be off the chain. And
that would be so awesome, what you're talking about.
It's a lot in the works. We're really blessed. We are really blessed. So that's what went down. A lot of people was in town for it. Jesse Mathis was there. Roland Martin was there. All of the Michael Irvin, Braylon Edwards, Bishop Charles Blake from L.A. Bishop was in town, and it was a lot of politicians. It was really good. So after our rave reviews, even though we're on the team, they were like, it was a meeting today. And they just love us. They love our spirits. They love the hard work we put in. They love our following. They love our resources. And they know that we're tapped in to the people and to the reign of God. So Reverend Jackson knows that he has to be hip-hop. He has to hear. He has to listen. And he knows there's money out there for hip-hop entrepreneurs. So that's what this main thing is about, to make people aware that hip-hop is relevant. So with that being said, Lady J needs to be a part of Nicky Rich's Rolodex. Hello? Hello? Hello, hello? 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 What's up?
What's up with you?
Who's this?
Houdini.
Houdini?
Yeah.
What's good?
I was just calling back in. I just played my track a minute ago. I said I was just calling back in. I just played my track a minute ago.
That's what's up. It was off the chain.
Yeah, appreciate it, man. I'm trying to get old boy that was singing to get on here with me, but he's bullshitting right now. But, man, I was just letting y'all know, man, half of it off.
Oh, well, you know what? When they go like that, guess what? They're not mature and they're not ready. They just into their own thing, so you got to keep moving.
Oh, nah, he at work. Like, that's really what it is.
Oh, okay.
But, nah, y'all left, like, half the track off, man. Y'all ain't do none of the shout-outs or nothing.
Yeah.
It's a long-ass track, dog. Like I said, I had it set up for the whole coalition to get on it and, you know, do their thing. That way we can feature more on each thing. There's five persons on one track.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
There must have been some program errors.
Nah, I was just letting y'all know. I didn't want y'all to think I was bullshitting about shouting y'all out. Y'all shout outs really in there. It's just on the fifth verse.
Okay.
Oh, no, we appreciate the love. No, we take you at face value. We don't judge people like that.
Well, I already know what
people.
It is. I'm just making sure y'all know what it is.
It's love.
Ain't nothing but love. Y'all are in there. Y'all just,
I know.
Some reason they cut it off.
You spit that birthday venom. You spit that birthday venom. I knew you was true when you spit that birthday venom.
Man, see,
you
I missed out.
Venom, baby.
Man, appreciate it, Doug. Good looking out on that. Y'all caught like the first two verses or five verses on that one track, man. We fixin' running with that track. I'm taking that track to the top. All kinds of remixes, man. Like, that's my original track. That's my beat, my vocals. My partner's just singing them for me because he can do that auto-tune shit a lot better than me.
Okay. Well, we just thank you for, you know, doing that. And, you know, we got plenty of time. We got the track now. We're just going to play it, and we're going to run with it, you know, and we support you in everything you do, you know.
Yeah, she probably going to play that every day now.
Man, hey, that's what's up, Doc. I know it's a 9.5-minute track, but, man, I appreciate the love, and I promise it ain't just be me. I'm fixing to start sending you copies with everybody else on it, too. But right now, I need y'all to show them how I kill them. You know what I'm saying? Let them know who's in the building. It's Houdini, H-O-O-D-I-N-E-Y. I'm everywhere.
Okay.
Let's do it. Let's get it.
Well, yeah, thank you, Houdini, for everything.
For
and thank you for the shout-out as well.
Ain't nothing but love, man.
Thank
I'm going to send
you that
off. Thank
you for the shout-out,
for sure. I'm going to send you that tag for your station and all that, like, here later tonight after I get done mastering it. Because my
record
sounded shitty.
Okay.
For sure.
But I'm going to stay
thank
on the
you.
Skype,
thank
man.
You.
Keep it jamming. I'll be looking out. Hopefully I'll get a chance to play it again and play it all the way through for me.
Yeah. And we can hear it.
Yeah, appreciate it, man. Good looking out. Ain't nothing but love. I'm on.
Thank
love.
You. Thank you, Houdini. We wish you all the best. We wish him all the best and success. You know, we didn't get to play it all through. Hopefully we'll play it through the next time, you know, for the shout-out. You know, we have limited time, so I just wanted to. But we'll play it all through the next time and hear the shout-outs and everything else.
We'll play it when you least expect it.
Yes, but we thank him for that and the love, showing the love and
yeah,
JB,
love,
you know, for him, you know, doing a little freestyle for JB.
I appreciate that. That really touched my heart. Today, God has really been blessing my heart. Twitter, like, blew up on me today. Did you see it? All the birthday shouts and all that. Twitter was going crazy. Also, I want to thank everybody listening that shouted me. I had so much Facebook, Twitter, text message, emails on both phones, I couldn't keep up. I mean, the people were showing me so much love, I was almost in tears, and I was working.
Yes.
I was so grateful just for the love.
We have another caller from a 623 number. We're going to go to that.
Oh,
okay, caller, tell us your name and where you calling from.
Hey, Nikki, how you doing? It's D Slay from the D Hour Show.
Hi, D Slay.
Hey, what's happening?
What's
happy
good,
birthday to my man, JB. Happy birthday.
Thank you, man. What's good with you, baby?
Not too much, man. Not too much. Just kind of relaxing. Actually, I was just going over some emails, just you know, just getting ready for my show tomorrow. But, you know, other than that, just kind of, you know, listening to you guys, enjoying the show.
And I appreciate the love, always. I really do. And you guys, everybody is just doing such a fabulous job. And I'm just grateful to be a part of y'all's world and your world. You know, I'm one of the ones, I like to take the focus off of me and put the focus on others, you know, for what the great things that they're doing.
You know what, I agree with that. I think I'm the same kind of person, man. I don't like, you know, a whole lot of focus or emphasis on me. I just, you know, I like to, you know, support people and you know, give them an opportunity to be heard. I mean, I consider myself a real modest cat, and, you know, I'm like yourself, man. I like to see others shine.
Yeah, it's a blessing. It's a blessing. And then one thing about it is when you see others shine, you can see all the great things that God is doing through others. But if you keep the focus on yourself, you miss God.
But, you know, the great thing about being that way, the great thing about watching others shine and allowing them to do that is God is so good, he won't allow you to not shine and get any credit. So while you're doing that, others is going to recognize the kind of person you are, and they're going to speak on it. You know,
exactly.
I think that when people, and I think a lot of people should be like that. I think, you know, it shouldn't be, you know, especially when you think about the music industry or when you think about sports and different things like that. I think it's, you know, if you're playing basketball, you're playing football, or you're playing some kind of sport, and one of your teammates, you know, is doing their thing, and you may be a superstar on the team, and this cat is probably just a regular cat that's just doing his thing, you know, if it's opportunity to shine, let him shine. You know, you ain't got to be the superstar all the time. Just let that cat walk into the spotlight and let him take some of the credit. I mean, that takes a little bit of pressure off yourself, you know.
Exactly. 120%. Exactly. So things moving in the right direction. What's happening with your world? Show.
Well, you know. No doubt. Well, you know, I got. We just had our 1 year anniversary show on Saturday. It was a great show. I wish I could have had more time. Because the show was great. The calls were just coming in, and we got a chance to talk to, you know, some artists, and some artists gave us a lot of love, and I really appreciate the support from everybody. And, you know, I just kept letting them know that, you know, we're here to support them, and I'm here to, you know, I'm here to be their outlet, you know. So you continue to keep using me as your outlet, because that's what I'm here for. You know, we had some fun with that. I got some really big celebrities that's getting ready to be on the show soon. I was telling them on the show Saturday. I was letting everybody know that, especially a lot of the hip hop artists, that I just got a confirmation from the super producer, Ninth Wonder. His assistant told me that he's going to be on my show soon. So I think that'll be a great opportunity for a lot of the indie hip hop artists to definitely check that show out, and, you know, get a chance to listen to Ninth Wonder, and, you know, call in if they got any questions for him or anything like that. But I think that's going to be a pretty good interview. And I still got some other, you know, big-time, you know, celebrities on the horizon that's talking about being on the show. You know, Simon Cowell, Naughty by Nature. You know, just some, you know, a lot of big-time individuals that's working on new projects and new albums and stuff. And, you know, definitely going to get them on the show. And plus, the D-Hour show is working on a few other things that we're thinking about incorporating into the show. And maybe, you know, we're thinking about maybe adding another day as far as our broadcasting. So, you know, we're still working on that. And then myself, personally, what I consider my baby project that I've been working on for years is I'm getting ready to drop my film production company soon. And
that's for sure.
I'm working on that right now, and that's actually what I went to college for. So I'm going to definitely put a lot of effort into that. And, you know, as soon as I get an opportunity, talk to everybody about it, I'm definitely going to, you know, let everybody know what's going on with that. And our first project is we're going to start off by doing a web series. You know, so to all my actors and actresses out there, you know, just be ready, because you know, we're talking about doing a web series.
Ready for the casting call, y'all. Y'all better get y'all acting classes. Casting call.
So, you know, get ready for that. And, you know, it's gonna be popular.
On the web series.
There's a lot of big time actors and actresses that are doing web series. It's a lot of them that are doing it.
That was my next thing. I just spoke with this guy today, and we were just talking about collaborating. It's going to be hot.
Yeah, there's a lot. I got a friend of mine who's got his own production company, and that's what he was doing, a web series. And the web series was going pretty popular. And then I guess because of how well they were doing, they end up getting a call to do a six-figure deal now to do a feature film. So they're extremely happy about that.
Wow.
So
mm-hmm.
Wow. I need to be grumpy.
So it's like,
I need to give them the hair and makeup team.
No doubt.
I need to bring in the hair and makeup team and be the department head for hair and makeup.
You know, and that's what it's all about. Like I said, I'm that's probably my main project. That's probably my main thing that I'm working on right now is the production company. Of course, I got a slew of other things that I'm going to be releasing in the near future. I got a clothing line that I'm working on. I have a huge multimedia website, actually, that I was going to release this year, but I kind of put that on hold, you know, because of the radio show and the production company. Yeah. So I put the website on hold, but I'm definitely going to start working on that again probably sometime next year, and we're probably going to maybe release that sometime next year.
Wow.
I wish you all the best, and you are doing it. You got your head on straight. You know what you want to do. You know, you ready.
And that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about, you know, because I work with kids. I don't want to say bad kids, but I work with kids, you know, at my job, you know, at my 9-to-5. And
they bad,
you know, I'm
too.
Always. Oh, they bad, JB. They bad. But,
they
you know,
bad.
I mean.
I was about to say,
you know,
if they act bad, call them bad. They acting bad. You didn't say that they was
bad.
You didn't say they
were dumb.
You just said they were bad.
Oh, they definitely
bad. You just said they were bad.
But you know, they get
so
they, you know
okay.
being you know with me being and growing up in the same kind of environment that they grew up, so they kind of give me a lot of respect, a lot of love and respect. But when I talk to them, you know, I'm always telling them, in your endeavors and in the different things that you are going to do or accomplish in your future, as far as businesses or goals or dreams, you know, I always tell them don't settle for less. You know, if you're trying to create a business, if you're trying to do something, your main focus is you always want to think outside the box. You don't want to be just another auto shop. You don't want to be just another barber shop, just another restaurant.
Right.
You want to think outside the box. You want to say to yourself, what can I do to bring people to my business and not have them say, oh, man, this is just another burger joint. Oh, this is just another auto shop.
Exactly.
That's what I'm doing now.
So much stuff going on.
Yeah. Revamping.
There's so much stuff going on.
And, you know.
It's so many opportunities out there to take advantage of. I mean, the internet and, you know, there's. I mean, I was telling the kids. I mean, you've got people out there. I remember I told them a story about these two gentlemen, two boys actually, college boys, who created a website where everything that they were selling on the website was under $10. Everything they were selling on the website was under $10. And then what happened was some huge media company found out about them because they were becoming really popular, and they sold the website to this media company for at least about 20 or 30 mil.
Wow.
So the boys end up coming out millionaires, and now both of them are individually working on some other internet project.
That's a good deal.
You know, so I told him, you know, you got to take advantage of what's around you.
Wow. That's a real good deal. Yeah, the time is getting away. I've been so doggone busy that I think the kids are signaling to me like, hey, Dad, we got to go to dinner. Hey, Dad. Hey, Dad. But I said, I got to call into the radio station. And, just keep up with my obligation. But I'm glad I always get a chance to talk with you. And I definitely want to say hello to the people in the chat room.
And we have another caller as well. We want to bring that caller in. It's from a 224 number. We're going to check out.
Oh, area, I think. That's somebody in my area, I think.
Oh, hey, Nikki.
Hey.
Hey, this is Layla. Where's the birthday boy?
Oh,
hey,
there
right
he
here.
Goes.
Hi.
Hey, Layla.
Hi, and hi. Where's the birthday
boy? You?
Jay-Z,
right
there
you
go. Speaking to him.
Hi, I'm
What's up,
fine.
Layla?
I want to sing a song to the birthday boy. Can I sing to you, birthday boy?
Please do.
Yes. Yes, I'm going to sing a song, but before I sing it, I wrote this song for somebody else, like back in high school, but I was too shy to sing it. But I'm going to sing it to you today because I'm not shy anymore.
I received that, and that's what's good.
Can I sing to you?
Give it. And go right ahead, and I'm grateful.
Oh, thanks. I'm going to change the lyrics a little bit because you're male and you're older. So here we go. Okay,
right.
Can you guys hear me? Real good?
Yep.
And this
yep.
is Jamie.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay. All right, listen. This is your time. This is your day. Today is the day you were born. I want to wish you a happy birthday. This is the time to shine. Enjoy this special day. Happy birthday, birthday boy.
Thank you. You have a beautiful, amazing voice.
Stop
I really
playing.
Appreciate that.
Stop
and that touched my
I don't
heart.
Think I'm a writer. But thanks. I hope you enjoy it.
No, that came from the heart, so it reached the heart. So I appreciate it, and I'm grateful. That came
eat
from the heart.
Cake.
So I appreciate it, and I appreciate you thinking of me. And just, I really appreciate that. I really do. And God is going to bless you in all of your endeavors as far as your writing, too.
Oh,
so
thank you.
Be shy to,
I appreciate
don't
that.
Be shy, don't be shy to write.
Yeah, I can write all day every day. It's just the singing. Mm-mm, that's not my.
but you know what that
not
means?
My thing.
That you,
that's yes,
the foundation of life, being able to read and write. That's the foundation.
Thank you.
Well, I agree with
you.
You definitely
write.
Have a beautiful voice.
Well, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
I got to go now. So I'm going to give you a beautiful, beautiful shout out on Twitter. So enjoy your birthday. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Bye,
thank
Nikki.
You. Thank you.
Bye.
Wow. Oh, that was amazing. Wow, that was really nice.
Yeah,
I appreciate
well,
that.
You
I really,
birthday.
I don't take that for granted. Wow. I mean, God continues to blow my mind. I could like go out. I could do whatever I want. Anytime, but I've really been chilling, and I'm really focused on the bull's eyes that are in front of me. God has a few bull's eyes in front of me, and I'm just grateful. So, like I'm saying, I'm chilling. I'm taking in the simple things in life, like doing what I'm obligated to do, chilling with the family. And the other night, I went and got a shake. Because I'm always gone and on the road and traveling in other cities. So I was like, man, I'm at home. I'm chilling. I'm not about to run up and down the street for my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
We live a birthday life every day. I'm happy. And I was telling people like that. Just to see Twitter blow up, Facebook blow completely up. My phones are still going bananas, even as we speak, both of them, with birthday people that I've met people that I don't really know, people that I've given my number. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Hey, happy birthday. Blessings. That touched my heart. And I'm like, man, that's a great birthday. That's what makes the birthday great, when people remember it and give you love.
Exactly.
That's the best gift I've had. These are the best gifts I've had. My mom made a cake. And I ate 2 slices of it already since I've been on the phone with y'all. But I'm grateful. My mother makes a cake every year for me. And I went over and I got the cake and I came home and I've eaten two slices already. I had to pull myself away before I keep going bananas. So it's good, but I'm grateful for the small things, and that's what we really have to be content where we are with God, where God has us, and keep building toward higher and deeper, you know, deeper depth.
You know, I know what I wanted to. I know what I wanted to ask you guys, and I don't know, JB, if you guys, if you've heard about it or heard any in depth information about it. But I mean, I kind of feel bad that I didn't know anything about it. But I did not know that Missy Elliott was suffering Graves' disease.
Yeah, I heard about that. Yes.
Oh yeah, I heard that too.
Yeah,
and definitely.
I don't know,
I wanna,
you know, but I could look into it.
Definitely, you know, prayers to definitely go out to Missy and her family. But yeah, I didn't know that she was suffering from that.
Yes,
yeah,
prayers
to find that out. Yeah, really.
Because I was wondering why nobody had really heard from her in a while, and then when I saw an article, they were talking about that she was suffering from Graves' disease. I was like, wow, I didn't know that.
But I don't think it's like she's not slowing down.
Uh-uh.
She's not slowing down or nothing like that.
Because I know normally you would always hear, you know what I'm saying, you would hear something, you know, from her, whether it was music or anything like that. I haven't really seen her on any award shows, so I figured, you know, something must be going on.
She's probably just been chilling, making that heat, because you know she likes for everybody. I mean, she makes music for everybody.
I know that.
Yeah,
I know
and
she's still in the clique. She's still, you know, I've been hearing her name surface between Monica, between Keisha Cole's camp. I've been hearing it, you know, and it's valid. It's valid information. She still be moving around and moving and shaking. Her name is an everyday name in those, in a lot of those circles too.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people are praying with her, but Missy is still doing her thing. She's not like on a deathbed or nothing, but Nick, her name comes up all the time. You know, she really messed with those. She really messed with Keisha and Monica's, and she messed with a lot of them real hard. So they look to her for a lot of stuff. She mentors a lot of people in the game too.
You know, that's like yesterday, another individual. That's like yesterday I was looking at the BET Awards, and I noticed they were giving Steve Harvey the Humanitarian Award. And I didn't know that Steve would take like over 100 young men and do a mini camp for them, teaching these young men about education and teaching them about what it takes to be a man.
And he does that in every city, in a lot of cities.
And I was like, wow, that's
just take 100.
Really,
he do that in a, he do that in like every city, a lot of cities.
I was like, wow, that's I can definitely see why they would want to give him the humanitarian award.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
You know, but other than that, I enjoy it. I don't know, what did you guys enjoy the BET Awards?
It was okay. I mean, I liked the hip-hop.
Yeah, it was okay. It was okay till Rick Ross opened up his shirt.
You know what? Oh, my goodness.
Nikki.
I'm going to tell you right
Ross,
now.
What made him open his shirt up, Nikki?
I don't know what made that dude open his shirt up, but I'm going to tell you right now, Kevin Hart had me on the floor when he, because I think right after Jaden and Willow Smith won that award, Jaden had like some tiger printed pants on or something like that, something real crazy. And Kevin Hart came back on and he said, congratulations to Jaden and Willow Smith. He says, but I just want to say something real quick. He said, Rick, Big Ricky, he says, you my dude, 50 grand. He says, but if you're going to come out and take your shirt off, brother, he says, put a sports bra on or something. He said, or tape the breast down or something, like tape the breast down or something like that. He says, man, we don't need to see all of that.
He is
and then
crazy.
He told Will, and he said, Will, he says, Will, and he says, and once we come back from commercial, we're going to have a talk about them pants that Jaden had on.
Wow.
I wonder if they're going to do the Real Housewives, not Real Housewives, but
the Hollywood Husbands?
Huh?
You mean the Hollywood Husbands?
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Yeah, I thought that was funny.
I wonder if they're really going to do that.
Who knows? No, I thought that was funny.
That was smart.
That is
was
crazy.
Hilarious.
Yeah, it was hilarious. I mean, but I really like Chris Brown.
I want to get JB's take about that. And just your opinion, you guys' opinion about this whole situation with Chris Brown, because I know I've spoke about it on my show a few times. You know, just the whole thing. And he made a statement last night about how he's not a good public speaker. But, you know, he had the whole situation where he blew up after the interview with Robin Roberts on Good Morning America.
A lot of people
gave him some flack about it. And then he got on 106 and Park, and he pretty much blamed it on Good Morning America. And then their thing was, he knew what questions we were going to ask him, so for him to say that he didn't know, that was a lie.
But
so I'm not really sure who was telling the truth about that. You know, but I don't know. I think that Chris.
I
think that Chris.
On my opinion, I actually watched it that morning, and when it first came on, I felt that they kept agonizing him. They kept if those were the questions that you said, the way they kept doing it, you know, from when I saw it in the beginning, before they probably just switched the whole video and everything, they just kept asking him the same question over and over.
I feel what you're saying. So you're basically saying that once he stated the first time that he really didn't want to talk about it, they should have kept asking.
He said, yes, he was like, I don't want to talk about that, okay. So then it was like over and over. And then he said it a second time. He was like, no, you know, we don't want to talk about this. We're here. You know, he was all calm and everything. I mean, and it just kept going. It's like after a while, like it probably was building up. He probably was building up steam. You know, when they kept asking him, even though it's just the questions, you could tell me all day long, well, these are the questions we're going to ask you. But if you keep going over and over, like, on the same question, not saying, even if you say these are questions you're going to ask, that don't mean I have to answer them, you know?
Well, you know what? Yeah. This is the statement, and I'm gonna let JB speak on it. But this is the statement that Whoopi Goldberg made on The View. She said, "Look, because she's had a situation herself that's happened with her in the past with the media, and she stated to Chris, she says, look, Chris, she says, this is still kind of fresh. She says you're gonna have to get used to it. The media is gonna continue to keep asking you these questions." She says, they're going to continue to keep asking you about it. She said, trust me, it's going to die down. She says, with my situation, it took about 10 years before people stopped asking me.
I understand that, but it was the way it was done. Like, I can understand them asking you the question once, but then they kept asking and asking, and it was the same question over and over.
Yeah.
You know, I understand that he's gonna get the same question from different people, but if he's not answering it the first time, why are you quit asking him the same question over and over?
Right, because you got to move on as a professional. You're not supposed to be, you know, you'll ask it one way, then you can rephrase it another way. But once they decline or they slightly answer and move on, then that's your cue to move on. You're not supposed to badger the talent or disrespect them because, you know, without them, there is no interview. There is no, do you see what I'm saying? There is no story. So don't get cocky and treat talent like maybe, you know, like the world may be treating them or the media. That's you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, when I watched it, I think they was badgering him to me. I personally saw it, and I think they were badgering him. So, like, yeah, you're going to blow up. That's like you thinking in your head, I can't believe this person is asking me again. So in my mind, I'm going to be like, oh, I know they ain't asking me again. And then they keep doing it again and again.
I think he talked about that on 106. He says, well, he says, I stated, about not wanting to talk about it. He says, but they kept asking me. He says, now I do agree. He says, I shouldn't have threw the chair at the window. He said, I was angry. He said, and I was just trying to let out that frustration.
You're right. And really, the media
goes
too far.
Yeah, he should have hit all that, but I know he probably was mad. But you ain't that mad to where you hitting a window and stuff now. You can do that at home. That's all the windows you want at home.
That's real.
I mean, that's like me going up to the police station and just busting windows. I'm going to get arrested, you know?
Because
I disagree with what they say, you know?
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, but I think he, you know how the media portrays you anyway. They try to portray you all negative anyway, but I just, you know, not saying everything is good about him or whatever, but I just feel bad because you can look, the media can make you look worse, you know, than what you really are.
Yeah.
And just for some action. So, you know, I just wish him all the best and, you know, hope he can move forward and, you know, we all have a past and, you know, do things that is not, you know, good in God's eyes, but, you know, I just hope he can move forward from, you know, his situations and look like he's doing pretty good.
That's what I'm saying. I think he has because he came out with smash hits. He got smash hits out.
Yes, he did.
He has smash hits out. And smash hits are the result of hard work, dedication, and focus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to focus when you have smash hits, and you have to focus when success is imminent, and you have to, you know, focus. You have to zero in. It's like you got to cut some stuff out to get some stuff. So, he's still young. He's still silly, and he still has, you know, dances around and bounces around. But, man, he got some smash hits out, and don't look like he was throwing no chairs through the studio window. Looks like he was throwing some beats through the studio window to me. So, you know, it is, they can say what they want to say. Man, that job is over. That job with Rihanna is dead. He's young. If he keep getting in trouble, life is going to teach him a lesson. We ain't got to say nothing to him and judge Chris Brown. Life is going to handle him on his own. So everyone just has to move on from Chris Brown and what's going on with his temperament. You see what I'm saying? And they don't know. $1 million phone calls, telephone interviews, phone interviews, flights, no sleep, studio time, this, that, mentoring, jail. You don't know what side of bed he woke up on. Or if he went to bed,
That's a long life. That's 24 hours in a day. And to be awake 20 hours a day or 22 hours a day for an artist, that's nothing. They make so much money, it's pathetic. How can you sleep? I wouldn't sleep either.
Yeah.
Picture that. Picture one of his ASCAP checks.
Mm-hmm.
Picture that. Sleep on that. I'm not sleeping.
Uh-uh.
Just don't ASCAP alone. With three or four smash hits out at one time? Please. So, you know, God is good, and I wonder what the fam got for me tonight. I know the boys and stuff, and I think I got to see what they got going. I see some sneaking going on around here. And, you know, the show is just amazing. So,
exactly.
Chris Brown will be fine.
But everything is changing, so now, you know, hopefully for the better.
That's true.
You know, because the music, I think it just went backwards. So now I think they making a different, now they revamping the music industry. And, you know, from what I was checking on the BET Awards, like, it wasn't really nobody in the categories. Now's the time for whoever upcoming artist, it's time to, you know, get in, because they ain't really got nobody.
Exactly.
It's the same people that's been out for the, what, past 5-6 years. Nobody,
yeah.
Really.
Well, hopefully we can get some of the artists that we're showcasing in the limelight.
Yeah, definitely that. What's going on in the chat room? What's going on in the chat room?
Nothing. Chat room quiet right now.
Chat room, wake up.
I'm
getting dressed to go out. I'm getting dressed to go out with the fam for my birthday. Shout out,
hey,
to the chat room. I'm gonna be leaving y'all in less than 1 minute, chat room. Y'all better say something or call. I gotta get ready to go out.
Houdini said that the industry will have him soon enough.
That's right.
See, that's good.
Yeah, Houdini broke it down. So Houdini showed me some love, and I appreciate Houdini. One love, Houdini, one love.
You got some old personal phone calls today, some songs, you know.
Man, wasn't that amazing?
Yeah.
We got to talk about this. You got to call me back on that one tonight.
That was amazing, wasn't it?
That was nice.
That was love. That was very good. That was real good. I can't wait till next Monday. I'm going to see where they're going to take me out and get ready for next week. I got 1,000 things to do coming up. Projects. I was on a 2-day shoot today, and it's a lot of good stuff coming out. Make sure y'all go see Transformer 3 June 29th. My haircut's in the movie.
That's in a couple of days, right? Yeah, I'm definitely going to see it.
2 days. Get all the army and military cuts. I did all the army and military cuts in the movie.
Yeah, I'm going to have to check it out.
Yes, sir. Miss Nikki Rich, you going to call me later on tonight?
Yes, definitely. We got some things to talk about. When are you free?
Yeah. We got some songs and raps. We're going to have to put some drops on the side of something. All right?
Yes. We're going to get you. We're going to get JB some drops. If you, Danny, we're going to have you to make JB a drop.
Yeah,
and,
that's right.
some things going on, so you know?
He can get a producer the background, and I could say something for the show.
Exactly.
So good.
Well, we wish you the best today. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, bro.
I could just say happy birthday.
That's a blessing. That's a blessing. That I had a song, a rap. My phone's burned out. My iPhone burned out earlier today. My iPhone has never burned out since I've had it. That phone was hot today. So God is good. I appreciate everyone in the chat room, on podcasts, everyone listening in Charlotte, all over the world. Thank you. God bless. I'm going to sign off. I'm getting released. Nicky Rich is going to take over for me, and I'm about to go do the birthday thing.
Go enjoy your birthday, bro. You deserve it. You deserve it.
Okay, bro. Thank you. Nicky, we'll talk tonight. One love.
We wish you the best. Happy birthday.
One love.
Okay, babe.
Shout out to JB. It's his birthday. We wish him all the best and success. And, you know, D Slate, we're going to have to, you know, he's talking about bringing Jania to Charlotte. You're going to have to come out.
Yeah, I see that. I see that. I'm going to have to get out there, definitely.
Because, I mean, that would be great. We can bring her here,
I know there's a couple of artists that I played on my show from North Carolina who's been telling me I need to come out there. So I definitely need to get out there.
And yes. Who are some of your artists? You know them by heart.
I know one in particular. Her name is Sofree. And her, and there's a couple other ones out there. I can't remember their names right now, but I know she's one. I'm pretty cool with her, and I've been playing her music, and she would tell me too that I definitely need to come out and check out North Carolina.
It's getting pretty hot. It's like North Carolina is like the first place for everything, you know. So a lot of people is coming here and trying to start things here. So it's pretty cool. And, you have to come out.
I'm not sure how far that is from AZ.
It's probably pretty far. I'm not sure either, but
I'm going to have to look that up. I wonder how long the plane ride is. Because I know to Chicago is about 3.5 hours.
Mm-hmm. Chicago's three.
Yeah, from here to Chicago is about 3.5 hours.
Ooh.
But I would definitely do that, definitely.
Yes.
All right, Miss Nikki, let me get on up out of here. I'm gonna definitely stay linked in on the chat room and keep getting my chat on. And of course, once again, another really good show with JB. And like I said, happy birthday to JB. Shout out to my man Houdini. I'm gonna be bumping some of your stuff tomorrow, so definitely look out for that. And like I said, the D Hour show. You know, we're on every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. So, keep your ears locked. And, you never know what's going to be going down.
Exactly. Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. The D Hour Show, Blog Talk Radio. Check them out, guys. We're going to go see some new music.
All right.
Johnny's Daughter, and it's called Finally. So,
I'm made of
baby.
I'm your lover, baby.
Welcome back to iJive Urban Rich Radio. You were just listening to the first half was Miss Johnny's Daughter, and the second half of the song was H-Town, Mr. Pac-Man. And next week, H-Town has a few shows, one in Roanoke, Virginia, and another in Raleigh, North Carolina, and I will be attending both. I'm excited about it. So big shout out to those guys. We wish them all the best and success. And, you know, they're doing big things. And they also have a website, www.htownforlife.com. So y'all please check it out. And we have so much, you know, we just want to show our love to them, as well as our indie artists, our underground artists, just whoever's trying to make it. It doesn't even matter if, you know, you out there, if you're not. You know, we're supporting you here all time. And like I said, you know, we're doing big things. We have so many people coming on. This week, we have the Outlaws from Tupac's old group. We also have Kaijan from the St. Lunatics. He's the one with the mask. We also have different artists that we have talked to, and we're excited about them coming on, independent artists. And we just wishing them the best, everybody. I mean, we just got a whole week of good artists. And it's going down. It's really going down. And we have Red Face. He will be back on tomorrow. He'll be on with Outlaws tomorrow. So we're excited about those guys. As well as we do have Lady Lust coming on. She will be on as well. So shout out to her. And, you know, we're just wishing everybody the best and love. We support them. We support them all that's trying to make it. And I want everybody to, you know, tune in tomorrow and all the rest of the week. Shout out to Miss Proper. She is releasing her mixtape this Friday. And she will also be on 106 and Park. 106 and Park on July the 13th. So shout out to her. And we're going to be checking her out as well. So, you know, we got some things going on. Big time people making changes. I mean, we got Positive Movement, Underground Coalition with Houdini. We also got the Hip Hop Union. So for those who don't know about the Hip Hop Union, check it out. You know, you can check out the hiphopunion.org. And also, you know, for our listeners, you can tune in by phone. You don't have to press 1, but you can tune in by phone at 1-323-580-5749. Or you can log on in the chat room or online at www.blogtalkradio.com. And just for those who do not know, you can contact me, Nikki Rich, the host of iJive Urban Rich Radio, and I am the person who created the show. So you can contact me on Twitter at NIKKI 2_RICH. And as well as you can contact me by Facebook, facebook.com/TheRealNikkiRich. So, you know, you can catch me there. And then you also can, you know, hit me up
by email at nikkirich@gmail.com. So, you know, be on the lookout. We have so many people coming on. You know, this week, again, I say the Outlaws will be on tomorrow, as well as Red Face and True Vision. So be sure and check them out tomorrow. It's going down. They got a mixtape coming out. And we also have Tajon of the Saint Lunatics. So make sure you check these guys out. You know, we're ready for them to come on and do their thing and learn their new music. So shout out to them. And we wish everyone the best, you know, that's out there trying to do something. People making moves, you know, they doing their thing. So we want to go to our, we got some music, different music. We got some new music today. And I wanted to share some our music today. And we want to again wish Mr. JB a happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday. You know, he's been doing his thing. Today he went out, he's going out to dinner. You know, we're going to be getting back with him. And, you know, and we wish him all the best. And again, my birthday is on this Saturday, July the 2nd. So, you know, we hope to have a little celebration during that time. So, you know, I hope to have a good Friday pre-birthday party on iJive Urban Rich Radio. So, you know, shout out to me because it'll be my birthday. I'll be 32 years old, and I'm excited about it, you know, how that goes. But now we're going to go to some music, and we're going to check out some of our artists, our indie artists, and one is in Iraq right now, so big shout out to Thad Williams. We want to show him some love with Cocaine as well, and you can find them on Twitter. And so, you know, we just wishing them guys all the best. You know, he's in Iraq, you know, showing love to him. So you can find him on Twitter at THADDWILLIMSSC. Thad Williams, South Carolina. It's really Thad Williams, South Carolina, but it's Thad Williams SC. So shout out to him. And it's called Center of Attention.
Bad girl, G4 Fresh. Swear to God, if she take three more steps, I'ma give her what she want. This is before sex. With that hourglass frame, she don't need corsets. She a tease, more or less. Somebody gotta make the move. I ain't talking about me, more or less. My imagination's running wild, cause her shine kinda got my eyes squinting like I need more rest. Yes, huh, she can make a dime piece feel plain. So bad, she don't even give a real name. Fly handbag, look at her heel game. Sitting on the couch like she posing in a steel frame. Hips rocking while the club playing Lil Wayne. Man, in the tribe, but it's a real shame. All I know is that I was with Wona, and I don't care who's the owner.
Tonight, all eyes are on you. You're the center of attention, girl, light up the room. Cause I've been spending all of my time, consuming all of my mind. Center of attention, girl.
Yeah. Eye candy as bad as y'all get. Like I say, this ain't your average old chick. Twitter avatar pic, had them all sick. Hit a Facebook, posted a status, one click. Butterfly rose, tatted on her wrist. Hard on my sleeve, I'm glad I don't snitch. Nah, cause she would know that she could have it all quick. Which is just another bill, I done added on quick. It's that Williams, you heard my truth. So fly, couldn't see her from a bird's eye view. Gotta be careful with the words I use. Which shot the Patron, courage comes through. Rejection, truly wanna send me. You know what they say, beauty's only skin deep. But I'd be lying if I truly didn't envy. Whoever got her when I knew it should've been me.
Tonight, all eyes are on you. You're the center of attention, girl. Light up the room. Cause I've
I've been spending all of my time. Cause you've been all on my mind. Love attention,
yeah. Nah. Ain't no holding back, the bad girls always rolling packs, but you stand out, baby, doesn't get much more bold than that, your situation is so intact, let me talk to you, see, I really ain't the type to go and call it quits, let's put on the show, cause now you got an audience, you gotta feel your boy, cause I'm the real McCoy, and you don't seem like the type that's ever fraudulent, greatness is the essence, I'm just glad that you graced me with your presence, body is a 10, her face is an 11, and I'm kinda digging your perfect imperfection, yeah. Now I'm headed to the Coachella. All you see is dropped jaws and broke necks. Yes, she can make a brother protest, but I won't rest till she getting no rest.
Tonight, all eyes are on you. You're the center of attention, girl. Light up the room. Cause I've been spending all of my time. Cause you've been all of my mind. Center of attention, girl. Tonight, all eyes are on you. You're the center of attention, girl. You light up the room. Cause I've been spending all of my time. Cause you've been all of my mind. Center of attention, girl.
Checking in live, Avalanche ICNT in the building. Y'all already know, Darlington, South Carolina, stand up. Major shout out to my girl, Nikki Rich. Y'all already know what it is. I Jive Urban Rich Radio. Let's go.
Come running, call on me, I'm the one.
Look, you say you're sitting on your
he's cheating on you. And when it's time for sex, girl, he fake sleeping on you. They mean he's sneaking on you. Better peep the sign. But like, since they got the said, man, it's time after time. It's the same thing. You get the same pain. Putting up with bullshit, but ain't got a ring. That's a shame, man. Every day is drama. You have to call your mama or some other female number. In the cell phone. This is hell, home. Ain't man enough to admit when his ass wrong. You need to pack your bag. I'll make him move his ass. And put a smile on your face instead of looking sad. Pick your head up, sweetie girl, stand tall. And if you get your ass again, gone, call them law. And if they can't help ya, gone get a weapon. I bet to make his bitch ass gone get the stepping.
If you need somebody just to talk,
pick up that cricket phone, girl.
If you need somebody that can help you,
oh, call
on me.
I was just saying to call your boy one time.
If you need somebody just to hold you,
okay.
You can call on me and I come running.
What?
Call on me after one time.
Let's give him something that I agree with.
Yeah.
I go hard in the motherfucking paint, nigga. Leave you stankin', nigga. What the fuck you thinkin', nigga? I won't die for this shit or what the fuck I say. Front yard, broad day with the attitude. See Gucci, that's my motherfucking nigga. I hang in the cell with them hits for a killer. Walk a flock of flame on a hood ass nigga. Ride a real slow, but they pointed to my nigga. Got a main bitch,
and
got a mistress,
whatever.
A couple of girlfriends, I'm so rich. Keep my dick hard and keep me smoking. You get bill free, shouting no joking. Hey, what I stand for? Bridgewater. I'ma die for this shouter, man, I swear to God. In the trap with some killers and some hood niggas. Where you at? Where you trap? You ain't hood, nigga. Keep this shit 300, put that shit in my hood. Crip rockin' with me, G in the vice lord. S.A.'s in the Migos, freestyle off the dome. Great squad, walk a block, a flame is fuckin' home. I go hard in the motherfuckin' tank, nigga. Leave you stankin', nigga, what the fuck you thinkin', nigga? I won't die for this shit or what the fuck I say. Front yard, broad day with the attitude. See Gucci, that's my motherfuckin' nigga. I hang in the jail with them hits for a killer. Walk a flock of flame on a hood ass nigga. Riding real slow, bitch, they corners to my nigga. What's up, listen, nigga? What's up, fuck, nigga? Drink out on that nigga. Make your mama drama, bitch. I hope you got your killers with you. Hope you got your niggas with you. Hope your goons riding with you. They gon' fucking miss you, nigga. Nigga, what a attitude like Eve with you. When my little brother died, I said, fuck school. I picked the burner off and I got some marijuana. 2 years later, screaming out, Your Honor. Glock 9 to SK if you want the beat. Shouted point blank range, I put your ass to sleep. Shouted talk is cheap, so watch what you say. Broad day and a half, like this shit legal. I go hard in the motherfucking tank, nigga. Leave you stankin', nigga. What the fuck you thinkin', nigga? I won't die for this shit or what the fuck I said. Front yard, broad day with the SK. See Gucci, that's my motherfucking nigga. I hang in the jail with them hits for a killer. Watch a flock of flame on a hood ass nigga. Riding real slow, bitch, they corners to my nigga.
Hey, yo, what's good, y'all? This your dude, Stylistic. Right now, you tuned in with my homegirl, Nikki Rich, on iJive Urban Rich Radio. Let's get it.
this morning, dawg. I had one thing on my mind, man, and that's money. So I'ma get it.
Yeah, real talk, I'm getting paid. Guess that's why these suckin' niggas wanna hate. Yeah, and I'm getting to it every day.
Hey,
no time to waste, it's money to be made. So let's make it,
let's make it,
let's make it. Let's make it.
Woo.
Let's make it.
It's time to give me mine, or I'ma take.
Yeah,
yeah, it's money to be made. So let's make it. No sleep, I'm out here grinding while you resting, homie.
Nah.
Hey, yeah, I'm built for this. That's why I'm out here flexing, homie.
What?
But my motto still got over everything. And I'm still about a dollar, that'll never change.
Nah.
I let the haters hate,
cause
that's what haters do.
Do.
Money looking right. We call that pay-per-view. Blowing money fast. Yeah, I'm throwing cash. First thing to the paper and you throwing last.
Yeah.
Thomas Tice repping. What up, KC? What it do, Pug?
What up?
What up, AB? Middle finger up, screaming niggas, pay me.
Pay me.
Can't you see I'm rich? That's clear as AC. Yeah, yeah. Real talk, I'm getting paid. Guess that's why these suckin' niggas wanna hate. Yeah, and I'm getting to it every day.
Hey,
no time to waste, it's money to be made. So let's make it,
let's make it,
let's make it, let's make it.
Woo.
Let's make it.
It's time to give me mine, or I'ma take.
Yeah,
yeah, it's money to be made. So let's make it. Say you're getting paid, well then I must be loaded.
Yeah.
So much money in the house, you would've thought I stole it. I done it all, named the car and I bet I drove it.
Yeah.
I hit the strip, couple bands, yeah, I bet I blow it. Yeah, yeah. When you get money, they say things change.
Same.
On the road to riches, we ain't in the same lane. I'm getting to it, dawg, you just trying to maintain. I'm paid, but I want more money, Damon Wayne. Ain't nobody ever did it like I did it.
Nope.
Cause I'm a hustler, you can't get it how I get it.
Get it.
Money on my mind, boy, I'm tryna see the deal. They say it's money to be made, so I'ma get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, real talk, I'm getting paid. Guess that's why these suckin' niggas wanna hate. Yeah, and I'm getting to it every day.
Hey.
No time to waste, it's money to be made. So let's make it,
let's make it,
let's make it, let's make it.
Woo.
Let's make it.
It's time to give me mine, or I'ma take.
Yeah,
yeah, it's money to be made, so let's make it.
Please,
y'all trash, move.
A day note. A day note. I'm there with that popping. You know you nothing. You can lie.
It ain't no. It ain't no.
Mess with bought me everything. Car, house, dog, everything. She taught me off and let me on in everything. This lady, Verwine, she make everything. She got that pow, pow, ping, ping, boom, boom. Her ride smoother than my old school. I told that girl, don't worry, I got good news. Not only good, good, but I'm a good dude. Mr. Tuco, I think she love my guru. Maybe it's my demeanor or maybe my views on YouTube. See, I'm what's poppin', I noticed that I'm the man. Say I'm the damn man, ma'am, damn, yes I am. They know, they know, they know, they know. All I heard is take me to the mall. I'm the reason why your girlfriend gone on Sunday morn. She at a different church, I swear to God. I asked her would she leave you, she said hell no. Smart girl, guess my sex is better, dawg. I'm that what's that popping, you that what's that flopping. You not what they looking for, you not what they copping. I'm what's popping in Compton, I'm what's going in Florida. I'm what's selling in projects all over America North. The better the music, the better the business. The more that I make, the more that they hate, the more that I'm winning. They know, they know, they know. They know.